Well, in Geneva, Switzerland today, the Syrian government and opposition leaders are sitting down for long-awaited peace talks. The United Nations-sponsored talks are an attempt to end the five-year civil war and humanitarian crisis that the UN says has cost at least 250,000 lives and led millions to flee the country. I spoke earlier with the BBC's Imogen Folks in Geneva and asked her how difficult it was to get both sides to the negotiating table.
Extremely difficult. I'm sure some of your listeners will have been following this already in the press, that these talks were actually supposed to start a week ago. And then there were delays because the opposition, which was invited, said at first it would not come, and then it was deciding whether to come. They spent 4 days in Riyadh in Saudi Arabia discussing whether or not they should participate, with many of the opposition arguing that while the bombs still fall in Syria, that it was very hard to start peace negotiations. But we know that there was quite a lot of encouragement from different quarters, from the UN, from US Secretary of State John Kerry, of course. Eventually, finally, they decided to come. The Syrian government is already here, and the opposition, we are expecting just in the next hour to come into the UN and talk officially to the UN Special Envoy.
And obviously ISIS is not taking part in these negotiations, but can you have a peace deal in Syria that doesn't involve ISIS standing down because they're launching attacks inside Syria?
Well, that's a very good question, and one which many people are asking. And let's not forget that ISIS is not the only group that is not represented in the opposition. But we also have the Syrian Kurds, who've been very active fighting ISIS in Syria, and they have not been invited because Turkey objects. Now, most diplomats, people who analyze peace processes and take part in them, would say that in particular is going to be problematic, because if you disenfranchise a certain community, ethnic group, like the Kurds, you're not going to have a very good foundation for peace. So I think most people would say that at some point in this process, the Kurds are going to have to be brought in. ISIS, I think, less so. Although, we should never say never. Let's not forget that the United States in particular once said it would never talk to the Taliban in Afghanistan, but the Taliban was talked to,
right,
eventually.
Well, let's talk about the United States, because the United States has called for President Assad to leave power. Let's listen here to John Kerry, the Secretary of State, who appealed to both sides in a video statement yesterday to move quickly to negotiate in good faith. Here he is.
The world is hoping that both sides will move quickly to meet the needs of millions of desperate Syrians, to reduce the pressure on neighboring countries, to reduce the levels of migration, and to help restore peace and stability.
Is the U.S. playing any role in the talks?
Not immediately here in Geneva, but we know that John Kerry and the Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov are keeping in very close contact with each other about how things are going. We know that they talked to each other yesterday. In fact, we know that they are due to meet in Munich on the 11th of February on the sidelines of a security conference. We know that, in fact, the Russian Deputy Foreign Minister is here in Geneva today. So I think although these are what's called intra-Syrian talks, just Syrians, the relevant parties, the regional powers and the big superpowers, are on the edges and advising, consulting with each other, with the opposition, with the government. So they are very much involved, but they're not formally, of course, in the negotiating room at the moment.
Imogen, the big question is, could these talks possibly lead to peace? This is not the first time the UN has tried to get involved in resolving the conflict in Syria. Is there optimism that this could actually work this time?
I think optimism would be putting it too strongly. But look at it like this. This time last week, these talks were supposed to start. They didn't. They were on again, off again. But now we do have both sides in Geneva at the UN, not in the same room, but they are both here. And that already is one little baby step forward. From there, the UN says we can expect weeks, months, probably 6 months of negotiations if these things don't fall apart in the first few days.
That's the BBC's Imogen Folks joining us from Geneva, where the talks are getting underway for a Syrian peace deal. Imogen, thank you so much.
You're welcome.